This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
None of this would be taking place if Democrats had done this in a normal order and not exploited Dr. Ford and attacked Judge Kavanaugh in such a public manner. All of this could have been handled completely differently.
That's Sarah Sanders out of the White House today, the Daily Briefing, saying that Trump was just stating the facts in what has been billed as his mockery of Dr. Ford and what she had to say to the Senate Judiciary Committee last week. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's head right to Washington, D.C., Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, your take on what happened with Trump the other day, and then how the White House responds to it?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, the White House has responded in a standard way, and actually Sarah Huckabee Sanders had a press briefing today, which is like the first one in 20-some days. But, of course, she had people coming in, so she had to have a press briefing. My take is that they basically responded in the only way that they could after the president sort of went off the rails last night.
Yeah, exactly, because what is she going to say to that? And now they're talking about cloture vote. What happens? Where are we going with this whole?
So a cloture vote is the vote that is made to cut off debate. And so that instead of continuing to debate whether he should be, whether should people listen to him or not, whether he was lying, et cetera, they will vote on Friday to cut off the debate, and then they will have the actual vote either on Saturday or Sunday.
Wow, crazy. All right, so while all of that's going on, of course, there's some other things as well that are erupting, if you will, including a volcano that erupted in Sulawesi and that Indonesian island that is just, boy, I don't know if you've seen some of the video, but it's just terrible.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. I mean, but this is, they're on the ring of fire, right? So that's what happens, sadly, when something pops there. These tsunamis are triggered. They're saying 1,400 people killed.
Well, that's right. And the numbers are going up because people are not able to get the medical help that they need.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy.
And so the numbers will probably, go up even more.
Yeah. And then, of course, the other thing is the New York Times investigation. The president tweets today about the New York Times, and this has to do with the taxes. You know, you spend time in New York, and I'll tell you what, I think they're rapidly going to go after any money they think they're owed, don't you?
Well, they're going to go after, New York State is going to go after any money that they think that they owe it. However, there is a statute of limitations. So the question is, which of the things the New York Times outlined about Donald Trump are within the statute of limitations and which are not?
Yeah, crazy. And then back to the Kavanaugh thing. NBC reporting that the FBI hasn't contacted people with information on Kavanaugh. Is that true?
So this is what's happened. Many people who have said that they have information on Kavanaugh, that they can either back up something or not back up something. There's something like 40 people have said that the FBI has not even gotten back to them, even after they've offered to speak to the FBI. It's quite unbelievable.
It is quite unbelievable. Anyway, we've talked about sanctions, and now there's conversation about, and this is something you guys reported, is the U.S. going to put sanctions on India?
Well, this is the situation. India wants to buy some missiles, and they want to buy them from Russia. And so now the question is, well, if they buy them from Russia, will the United States sanction them for buying those missiles? They have, of course, sold missiles to Syria.
Yeah.
Syria hasn't paid anything, et cetera, because, you know, the Russians are just selling them to Syria. But the question is, what happens with India, and what is India going to do with those missiles?
Yeah, and this is in front of Putin's going to visit New Delhi, right, for the Indo-Russian summit.
Next week, I think. That's right.
So,
we're very shortly there.
Yeah, next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so as we move along here, Ellen is so thorough. She's, you know, every day she sends me, you know, what they're covering at Talk Media News. They do such a great job. And we just skimmed the surface on a couple of this. There's a few other stories that are also related to Kavanaugh, related to the president and the whole taxes thing, related to what we just talked about there and how serious that is. The Pentagon is talking about these missile issues because of the Russians, like Ellen said, and India. What's India going to do? They, you know, the cabinet last week cleared the $5.5 billion purchase of S-400 anti-missile systems from Russia. The purchase is to cover 30 launchers and more than 6,000 missiles, with delivery to begin in about 3 years. So you think of the foe is Syria, and where delivery of the S-300 Russian system is nearing completion. So now you have this deal with India, and the U.S. is pushing to convince India not to go ahead with that purchase and to switch the U.S. Patriot system. And there's really kind of silence on all of that. But that is a story to watch and of course, pay attention to with what's going on with Russia. And then on the Kavanaugh thing, the back and forth of what's the FBI, what's happening there. I guess 40 people with potential information in allegedly into these sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh haven't been contacted. That's a whole bunch of sources that are saying that the Bureau is expected to wrap this all up and then move forward, as we just talked about. And that's it. Say, that, okay, so we're going to call for a vote. We move forward on all of it. And we still don't know really where it stands. I still say my feeling is 60-40 because, frankly, you don't really have any gauge on Senator Cold Pop Susan Collins. I mean, she gives you nothing. And then Lisa Murkowski, I was watching her. She's telling people they're invading her personal space because everybody's after her to find out what she is gonna, how she's gonna vote, or what does she have to say about anything. And then Senator Jeff Flake too, who, you know, on the Today Show, he talked about those mocking remarks that the president leveled toward Kavanaugh's accuser, that Christine, you know, Ford, at that rally on Tuesday, and said there's no time and no place for remarks like that. I wish he hadn't done it. It's kind of appalling. So what does that mean? If we're reading the tea leaves, does that still mean that he wouldn't vote? I think he will vote for approval. So it's like a seesaw, kind of going a little bit back and forth, but I don't think it's as back and forth as it appears to be. Unless some incredible bombshell comes out that we have no idea. We don't know what that is, because McConnell set the Kavanaugh vote for Friday. And that's what happened. So Senate Republicans filed cloture on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination, and that paves the way for what we thought was going to be the weekend showdown. And that is going to be interesting to watch. Senators have previously voted to end debate, even if they didn't ultimately support the nominee. So, again, we go to the good luck trying to read the tea leaves on this. It's not as obvious as one would think. All right, coming up next, some officers shot in South Carolina. Stunning. We're going to talk about that. Hang with us here on ATN.
Named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Plenty of time for members to review and be briefed on the supplemental material before a Friday cloture vote. So I'm filing cloture on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination this evening so the process can move forward.
All right, there you have it. Making it official. You just heard Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as I was talking about that whole cloture thing. He did say that this was going to happen. He vowed earlier in the week this was going to happen. We all know the count, but I'm going to throw it at you again. Republicans have a 51-seat majority, so they could lose one Republican senator, but then they would need to get help from the Dems to get Kavanaugh past the procedural roadblocks that would be there and ultimately confirmed to the Supreme Court. The senators, like I said before, have ended debate. So we could see this start to unfold by Friday. I think what is being said, look, if the report doesn't come up with anything different than what we already know, not only will the people who say they're going to support Kavanaugh support him, but maybe some others will jump on board. And I don't know. It's interesting. Senators had thought they would be able to view the FBI report on Wednesday, but Senator Dick Durbin said he would slip into Thursday, and they, you know, that's going to slip into Thursday, and senators would have to share a single copy, which we kept in a secure facility behind closed doors. It is a single copy, and one by one, the senators walked in, signed in like it's a library, and read what they read of the FBI report. Seems kind of crazy, because I think they're afraid of the whole leak thing, I guess. Especially if and none of this is coming out. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, who's a member of the Judiciary Committee who opposes Kavanaugh, said McConnell filed cloture even though senators haven't seen the FBI report, hadn't seen it, that it was why? You know, and then you had a lot of reaction to, wow, can we do this without seeing this? So maybe, you know, it's kind of in that phase of, like I said, my mind goes to a seesaw. One minute it looks like, okay, boom, this is going to go. And then the next minute it swings back into, you know, the other direction. And this is nothing new with what we see here in the United States because it's teams. And so it's very polarized. And, of course, politically speaking, and then with midterms coming up. And here's the thing to me. Look, get the best person on the bench, period. Whoever that best person is, let's get that best person on the bench because that's a lifetime appointment, and it is an incredible honor to be tabbed, to be pegged, to be picked for that. It's something I'll never get picked for. It's something that nobody listening to this show, because I guarantee none of the Supremes are listening to America Tonight. I doubt it. So, you know, what would that be like to be on the bench in the highest court in the land? I mean, that is an incredible honor to do that, to be pegged as somebody who gets confirmed, goes through, and then has the ultimate say as part of that process. To me, that's something really sacred, and I hope we don't trample on all of that. Really, honestly, I hope not. So the Republican is safe. The Republicans are safeguarding the FBI report. And one by one, I guess people are filing in and they're going to read it and however long that takes. And wild, actually, if you think about it. What is really wild and really sad and more than wild, very, very sickening, I think, is what happened with these officers. Six officers were hurt, one killed in this South Carolina shooting. And, you know, I've heard this before because I have family members who are police officers, that domestic violence, that's where you can end up dead when you're a cop. So what happened was it was a two-hour standoff in a nice residential neighborhood in Florence County, South Carolina. It was a man who had children hostage. He fired on the cops from multiple agencies because they were from a couple different ones. The kids were unharmed. That's the good thing. It started at about 4 o'clock Eastern. What happened was the Florence County Sheriff's Office tried to serve a search warrant at a home in a subdivision not far from where the flooding from Hurricane Florence had really ripped up places. And then the suspects started shooting. They said all you could hear was, you know, shots all over the place. And the where he was positioned, his view of fire was several hundred yards, so he had an advantage, they say. And imagine, again, trying to serve this. So the wounded officers were evacuated. They were transported to a hospital. And the one that was killed was a 30-year veteran of the police department. I mean, really, John Wukela, you know, talked about it. Talked about who it was. Terrence Carraway, they say. And it just breaks your heart when you hear these stories. I mean, how difficult and awful is this? And a lot of people were tweeting out about it. Senator Lindsey Graham said, heartbroken. God bless the people who choose to protect us and their families. The president tweeted out, thoughts and prayers with the Florence County Sheriff's Office and the Florence Police Department tonight in South Carolina. We're grateful for law enforcement officers. And then here's the reaction and just a little more detail about the officers being shot. And the more of that reaction is the governor from South Carolina said, this is simply devastating news from Florence. The selfless acts of bravery from men and women in law enforcement is real. And it's, you know, I was looking at a map and it really was in the middle of all that devastation that happened with the heavy flooding because of the hurricane. And it's a city that's like kind of in the northeast, because I've spent some time now, as you all know, in South Carolina. It's like in the northeast corner of the kind of the of South Carolina. and it's right where two major thoroughfares or interstates, you know, intersect 95 and 20. It's a pretty decent sized city, and here was that reaction, more reaction.
These officers went there unknowing the firepower this suspect had. And again, they thought it was a random search warrant.
Yeah, so random search warrant, you're not looking for that to happen. And this is in domestic violence cases, as I've heard from family members, this is where it's the scariest, when they walk into a situation that they don't even know what they're walking into. They have absolutely no idea. Wow. In the meantime, with a little bit of this and that, meaning things that we might miss on the map, quickly I'll go to a couple of stories that I was looking at earlier in the day, and one of them was this one, and it has to do with the fact that you've got, I have no idea what's going on with these airlines, because we keep seeing that nutty things are happening and they're having to land planes. And when I say that, there was a mayday call with this Australian flight, and the horror was, I mean, what's going on? Because they just hear this mayday, just really creepy. But the United flight ended up landing, thank goodness. And it landed safely in Sydney after the hysteria over that. It was a 787 Dreamliner from Los Angeles, and they had low fuel. Oh, my gosh. Really? Oh, that's awful. So what do you do when you have low fuel? Well, you do a mayday, because what's going to happen if you can't get there? It's going to trigger responses as to, all right, if you've got low fuel, where can we possibly get you down? And it was looking like that's what was going to have to happen. They were going to have to figure out a place where they could dump this flight. And it did land. And then there was some kind of weird mechanical issue, but they got to the gate. The customers got off. And you had 180 passengers, 14 crew. And it was a fuel thing, that there's an international standard that requires when you get down to your fuel reserve, you have to declare a fuel mayday. You have to do that in case you can't make it down. Oh, my gosh. They even closed roads around the airport. My, oh, my. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbag next on ATN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The National Council of Churches, which represents about 40 million people across the United States, is calling on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to withdraw his nomination. They say Kavanaugh disqualified himself, showing partisan bias during his hearing last week, demonstrating that he lacks the temperament to join the High Court. Also, the group says that Kavanaugh told outright falsehoods during the hearing. A new op-ed in the New York Times, signed by 650 law professors from UCLA to Harvard, says the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh, citing the importance of judicial temperament and Kavanaugh's lack of commitment to judicious inquiry. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
This is a coordinated smear campaign. No evidence, no independent corroboration, just smears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier and train. Sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rain. Carrier delivered to home this person.
Oh, my, oh, my. All right, so that means we're going to the mailbag. You heard the dude. We are going to the mailbag, right? So let's do it. This one is from Michael, who says, oh, Kate, I am so, I mean, I hate to say this, and I've heard you say, yes, it's an honor, and I agree with you to be picked to be on the Supreme Court, and, you know, if you get through the process, what would that be like? And you know what? I totally agree with you, but I'm just so tired of the sniping back and forth. I have to tell you, it's, to me, it's absolutely sickening to watch this. I don't get that. I just don't get that there isn't a point where some sanity prevails, in the sense that we keep going through the same machinations. And to say what you would say, let's use a big word, and we get nowhere. I mean, come on, give me a break with all of this. And I think other people feel the same way. Okay, so we move from that to the opposite opinion from Patrick, who's listening to us in Florida, been listening to you in the Sunshine State for a while, live in Sarasota, Katie. Sometimes I take the show off of TuneIn, like some other people have said. I heard you mention that, and I jumped all over that because my schedules are all over the map. I mean, I really don't understand what the big flap is over. I think Kavanaugh, I might have been on his side. When I say on his side, when he first appeared and on the scene and he was on the list, etc. But what a bamboozler. And when I say bamboozler, put everything else aside. But do we really want some guy who strings sentences together where he says, I like beer, I like beer, I like beer? I mean, come on, give me a break. Have some decorum. I'm not even getting into anything else. I'm just saying that to me he seemed like a pompous brat. And is that the kind of guy we want to be a Supreme Court justice? I mean, I heard you emphasize so many times what an honor it was, and it made me think, I mean, is there no dignity left in any of the branches of government? I'm just saying. Well, I thought that was terrible, too. I mean, honestly, I mean, come on, give me a break. Anybody can sit there and scream things back. I think what happened was, boom, he's getting grilled, and that's how he reacted to it. So, you know, here's the thing. In D.C., especially in D.C., but in any of these positions, that is the name of the game. I mean, you're always getting fried up no matter what's happening. And how do you handle it? That's why they have crisis communications managers. That's why they prep people before they go into any kind of a hearing, because they know exactly what can happen, how you can get really hot under the collar when you don't like the way you're being questioned, or when somebody goes way back in the time machine and they start asking you questions about specific times and dates from 30 years ago and you flip out. And then who knows what comes out of your mouth. And he apologized for it in a way he did apologize, basically, when he came back. He said he didn't mean to say it when he came back. But when he went after the senator who was part of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he said, are you a blackout drunk? I mean, that's the heat being turned up and throwing it back. And yes, I think there should have been some kind of different prep or something that, okay, you get thrown this is what you do. You answer the questions, or you certainly don't throw it back at them like that, but it is a technique. All right, so then let's go to this. This one comes to us from Jason, who listens to us in Texas, and Jason says, wow, those officers being shot, Kate, wow, how would they possibly know what was waiting for them? A simple search warrant, who would know? They were just sitting ducks. I just think it's so terrible. One killed and others wounded in who knows what kind of shape they're all in. Pretty much, it'll get to the point where there's going to be people that don't want to, that would love to be police officers, but don't go into the business because they don't think their life is worth serving a warrant where it shouldn't be this kind of a situation, that kind of thing happens. And I don't think it's too dramatic to say that. I think it's pretty scary the times we live in. What do you think? Well, I would agree. Would you want to? I thought about, and we've seen these stories, where what if it's a traffic incident and you pull the person over and you go up, of course you have your weapon, but you go up to the side of the car and the next thing is you're being shot at. And I mean, these things happen, but it's every day how you respond is being measured. And when you respond to people, what are you encountering? And probably some great people, but it's at one time, it's letting your guard down, or it's reacting in the wrong way, or there's so many variables. That's what it is. There's so many variables. Not like there wasn't before, but it is different times than you know, decades ago, and there was danger then. But it seems like if you go back in our history, there was kind of this code about, oh, you don't want to mess with a police officer, because first of all, you're going to get leveled, and there's a chain reaction when you do that. So you don't want to do that no matter what, at all costs. You don't want to do that. And now it's the gloves are off and anyone's fair game, basically. Okay, so let's move to this one. This one comes to us from Levi. Boy, a lot of new people, and that's terrific. So if you ever want to share your thoughts, you can jam on the digits, 855. I don't say the number enough, I guess. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or go to KateDelaneyRadio.com and let me know how you feel about what's happening in the world around you. As I say, what is going on in my backyard and buzzing is probably buzzing in yours. So the bombshell report that came out on Donald Trump's taxes, on his, really his father, Fred Trump, they're saying now that his father funneled at least $413 million, basically the equivalent, to his son, and they're saying including instances of outright fraud. So the Times found, in their report anyway, at least $140 million for sure, like where it was tied. There's a, in the report, they had a whole bunch of ways that this was being buried, and now New York's Department of Taxation is vigorously pursuing this. So when you look at this, do you think that this puts the presidency in peril, or do you think that it could be just a matter of he's going to have to pay a ton of money back? Well, I think if there's this fraud and the New York Tax Board goes after it and they can uncover the ways it was being funneled, then they could charge interest and all of that on top of it. And I think, yes, it would be a money thing. It couldn't be a criminal thing because the statute of limitations, I've said this on another show, would be up on that. But it could be that it's a money thing, that the they'd have to pay the taxes, whatever the back taxes were, and if they go way back, think about the interest and what would that interest, I guess, look like. Would it look like, I mean, I think it would be a ton of money from what they're saying. So somebody said to me today, well, just give up a building, right? How do you sell a building? I have no idea. I do know that they will absolutely, they will, the tax board will absolutely go after anyone for whatever they owe back. They will uncover whatever they have to uncover. I mean, really, honestly. All right, then I got this one from Tom, who says, Kate, did you know, I know there's a day for everything. Did you know Thursday is National Taco Day? I've heard you talk about your husband, the other, liking tacos. Make sure you tell him that he can probably get a free taco somewhere. Oh, he needs another free taco. You know, they said how many, how much of us eat how much fast food. It was a crazy number, like one out of three or even higher than that. So NationalTacoDay.com, there's a website. Last year, how they estimate this, I don't know, but okay, 4.5 billion tacos were eaten. So think about that. Of course, tacos are popular, but I don't know that you can say it's an accurate count. So where can you get a free deal? I read that you can get a taco family feast. You can get a taco pack to go for six people for $21.99 for six people. That seems like that could be a good deal, right? And of course, a lot of these places, you might not have them. There's a place called Chewy's, and that's actually in my neck of the woods. They say add a crispy taco to any order for a buck on Thursday, and you get a dollar off Modelo beers. Ooh. And if you visit the restaurant, this is the best. If you visit the restaurant dressed up like a taco and post a picture on social media with a hashtag National Taco Day, you get a free meal. How far would you go? That's what I'm asking you people. How far would you go for a free meal? Nail the score coming up next here on ATN.
You're United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, we are going to the man cave. We're going to the man cave for a cool, fun thing that we like to do called nail... called... We have to have fun on this show, for goodness sake, right? It's always so serious. So, we fight for our right to laugh once in a while and be creative and be silly. So we're not being silly. We're being serious. Serious fun. The serious fun is this. You might hate sports. You might love sports. It's not even about that. What it is about is that you could win some fabulous prizes and have bragging rights if perhaps you nail the score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. And Nail the Score is interesting because Nail the Score this time around, and there were some really terrible games on the board, and there were some really pretty decent games on the board. I think... one of the teams that people want to watch to see what happens because of Baker Mayfield is the Browns. And the Browns now have him at the helm. They almost won last week, but almost doesn't count. So they're 1-2-1, taking on the Ravens. But in Cleveland, Ravens are 3-1. Baltimore is favored on the road by 3. But I say fear Baker Mayfield, just my 2 cents. What I say about that doesn't matter. You're just picking a team. Is it the Ravens? Is it the Browns? And if it's the Ravens, what's the score? If it's the Browns, what's the score? So, Ravens, Browns, who do you select? And ultimately, what is the score? So here's the number to jam on, 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, boom, pick the team, tell me the score, and bada bing, you are in, just like that, my friends. Let's go to the bunker. Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
I wish to be picking my scores now. Hello to you.
I like that. Very nice.
Yeah. You wish to purchase pack 6?
I do.
Are the big brown bottle.
That's pretty good. That's better than the Simpsons, dude. So I give you credit. Who do you like, the Ravens or the Browns?
I like the Browns 32-28.
Ooh, 32-28. I like it. I think Baker Mayfield's the real deal for them, and he's going to win them some games. So, sure, that's going to be a tight, good game. Pete, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Oh, we all like to do imitations. I do a British imitation sometimes. It's really rough, though. 855-266-2283 or KateDelaneyRadio.com. Just click on contact. Who is it? Ravens? Browns? What's the score? It could be any score. No score is too silly, too low, too large, because scores are all over the board. If you look at what happens in football, there's not easy numbers to guess necessarily. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hi, Cher.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
We've had some rain. It's been chilly.
Ooh, chilly. Yeah, so it's going to get chillier there because, you know, you live in cold Maine.
Cold country, yeah.
Yeah, but that's cool.
Yep. I'm going to go with the Browns 24-17.
All right, so Sharon, you are locked and loaded. Thank you. Just make sure you wear your sweater. 50 degrees is good. 50 degrees feels good. It's when it gets really cold that you, I mean, that's the thing. When you're from there, right, you know how to dress. It's like when you tell people in Minnesota, geez, it's really cold there. Well, no kidding. I mean, they live there. They know how to dress, and they know that that's what the weather is going to be. It's when the rest of us fools go and think that we can defy the odds. So, like, you know, you have that cold that cuts right through you, and you say, oh, well, I don't really wear gloves because I don't have to wear them. And scarf? What scarf are you talking about? And that's a big mistake. All right, someone who probably wears all those things. Nathan, what is your take? Who are you picking, and what's the score?
My take on what?
Your take on are the Ravens or the Browns going to win, and what's the score?
I think I'm going to go Browns 28, Ravens 24.
Oh, I like it. And don't you think it's true about the weather? I mean, you're used to the weather. You've got all that clothing.
I love having all this clothing. It's more pieces to wear.
More things to worry about.
More pockets.
Glove? More pockets. That's the key. You just said it. You have to have pockets. And especially, maybe not for guys as much, but they make so many things for women that don't have pockets. That is key. You have to have coats and everything else with pockets so you can put stuff in them.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Thank you. All right, so I got a bunch of email, too, and I'll go to that, but I'm going to give you my take. I'm also picking the Browns. For the Baker Mayfield reason, because Joe Flacco is Jekyll and Hyde, he could have a killer game or it could be a weak game. I mean, they are favored, but it's a low number for a reason, because that's what the wise guys think. So I'm going with the miracle of Mayfield, and I'm saying that the Brownies win it. I think they win it 28-21. We have a couple of other people. I'm going to sneak them in here. This one is from Seal, and Seal likes the other side of this, Ravens, and says, what are you, crazy? It's Baltimore all the way. They win this thing 35-28. And then here's another one, and this one is from Mac. I like the name Mac. I think Mac has emailed us before. And Mac also likes the Ravens. How about that? Likes the Ravens to win it 28-17 on the other side of that. Ooh, 28-17. By the way, and I think we do have a highlight from this, there was a Major League Baseball score to report. The New York Yankees in the AL East, they had really some great baseball that they played during the year. They had a couple of lulls, but they also have a Giancarlo Stanton, and they have kind of a little bit of a murderer's row with Aaron Judge. Those two are kind of like the modern day Bash brothers. I'll say they are the Bash brothers. And the Yankees and the A's had to do that one, you know, that one wild card game thing. And the A's also turned it on and turned their season around. So how about this? This is one of those bright moments for the New York Yankees. Check it out.
Now here's Chapman's 1-2. Hit on the ground at first. Grabbed by Walker. Flips to Chapman in time. Ball game over. Wild card game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
John Sterling, he used to come on shows with me when I worked in New York, and he's the nicest guy. His call is such a signature call. The Yankees win. So Yankees and Red Sox, first postseason meeting since 2004. Ooh. And to me, it's one of the most bitter rivalries in all of sports. And if you, and because I did live back there for a while, because I wanted to experience that, I was covering, I guess, the Yankees, but I went to see the Red Sox play in Yankees territory, and I went to Fenway to see the Yankees play in Red Sox territory, and it is nasty. I mean, it can get nasty with the crowds when you have opposing, let's say, rooters in the unfriendly confines on either side of that rivalry. But they're going to play each other, first time since 2004. Hey, thanks to everybody who participated in Nail the Score. You are locked and loaded. We will announce who won our weekly prize. I'll do that the next time around on my Thursday to Friday and weekend show. And thank you to everybody else for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Keep it real, peeps.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.